This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are your go-to source for all things health and nutrition. If you have questions about ingredients or formulations or skin health products or nutritional supplements, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. And we welcome your phone calls. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase our True Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants, nothing your skin, silicone or oil, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Jennifer Coy is going to be talking to us about skin and beauty and endometriosis. She's become somewhat of an expert on endometriosis after struggling with her own personal health for nearly 30 years, and we'll talk to Jennifer at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We have been talking about the stress response and its relationship to disease, the stress response from a microscopic or biochemistry perspective, as well as a big picture disease perspective. They're linked. Dis-ease, as the term clearly states, involves stress. Actually, distress. There's two main points here. Stress can be good or bad, depending on the context that stress occurs in. If stress that occurs in the context of rest, that is a little bit of stress and a lot of rest. Stress that occurs in the context of good nutrition and with resources is really good, because stress is a stimulus for growth. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Stress in the body can actually be used as, in biochemistry, that's called hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S. And stress in the body, hormesis says that stress in the body can be a beneficial thing, a good thing. But it has to occur in the right context. It has to occur in a context of rest, and it has to occur in a context of resources, nutritional resources and oxygen resources. This is from a physical perspective. There's definitely psychological correlates to all this stuff, but from a physical perspective, we're talking about resources and rest. Stress within a context of resources and rest is good. A little bit of stress with lots of resources and lots of rest is how we grow. So stress can be good or bad. Distress or eustress. Distress is bad stress. Eustress is good stress. EU. Point number two, all disease can be reduced to distress. Not stress. That's a problem when we say that, because that's a misunderstanding. All disease can be reduced to distress, which can be, in addition to physical, psychological, mental, or spiritual, because we live on the psychological levels, on the mental or spiritual, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. We live on all these levels. The physical, interestingly, is typically not how we think about stress. When we think about stress, most of us will think about our childhood or our children or our relationships or our jobs or, you know, the psychological things. But with a little reflection, it becomes obvious that at the fundamental level, we're talking about physical stressors. The link between the psychology and the physical is hormones. So ultimately, when we talk about stress, we're talking about the relationship between distress and disease. We're talking physically. Nutrition, and when we talk about nutrition and the lack of nutrition or the need for nutrition or digestion or blood sugar problems, we're talking about stresses. These are all stresses. The reason blood sugar is so important, or blood sugar control is so important, is because sugar is a stress. Sugar is a stress on the body. It doesn't mean the body doesn't need it. It means it needs it in the right context. The context of resources and rest. That is periods when you're not eating sugar, and resources like chromium and zinc and vanadium and fiber and all the resources you need to break down the sugar or to utilize the sugar or to protect yourself from the sugar. Under conditions of lack of resources, lack of rest, which is what happens when you eat Snickers bars all day long or when you graze like nutritionists tell you to do, you don't give your body a rest. It's all about stresses on the body. Everything can be reduced down to that. Suffocation is the distress of hypoxia. Again, the distress of toxicity. It's all about something burdening, putting a burden out of the context of rest and resources. The distress of hypoxia, the distress of toxicity, the distress of lack of resources, malnourishment. Those are all distress. Those are the three causes of cellular breakdown: starvation, suffocation, and toxification. The stress of lack of resources, the stress of lack of oxygen, and the stress of toxicity. Starvation, suffocation, and toxification. It's the only thing that goes wrong in the body. And from a biochemical perspective, this is all controlled, like everything else, by hormones. Hormones are the activators. They are the calls to action. They are the switches. They are the plugs that go into the socket. Whatever metaphor you want to use, they turn things on. They come from the Greek word hormeo, meaning I arouse to activity. Hormeo, hormone, I arouse to activity. Same root as our English word hero. Make things happen. Hormones are heroes. Hormones are the heroes of the body. Hormones are the superheroes of the body. They make things happen. There's three tribes of superheroes in the body. There's three hormone tribes. You got your peptide hormones. These are like Flash. Flash, I think there's a superhero named Flash. I don't know. I'm not up on my superheroes, but imagine a superhero like Flash who could go really fast. That's your peptide hormones. They're super quick acting. They're water soluble. They disappear quickly. You have another interesting type of hormone. This one is really super cool, and I'll probably talk about it later. I'm not going to talk about it a lot right now, but it's super cool. These are a class of hormones, a tribe of hormones that all come from the amino acid tyrosine. And these are emergency hormones. These are the hormones, among others. They're actually like a cross between the peptide hormones and the third tribe. The third tribe is the steroid hormones. You've got three major tribes of hormones. You got your peptide hormones, quick acting. You got your steroid hormones, long acting. And then you get your tyrosine hormones, which are kind of a little of both. A little of the steroid hormone and a little of the peptide hormone. I don't want to get too much into it because I really want to talk about the steroid hormones. The steroid hormones, those are your major building thing, major building and stress management and life management superheroes. They're like Superman. The steroid hormones can do anything. They are responsible for long-acting, building. They make the body. The steroid hormones are in large part how we make the body. And guess who the mother of the steroid hormones is, by the way? It gives birth to all the steroid hormones. Estrogen and testosterone and DHEA and progesterone. The mother is cholesterol. And we have this crazy notion in medical chemistry, in clinical chemistry, that we want to kill the mother because the body is somehow manifesting the signs of too much building. That's what elevated cholesterol is. It's signs of too much building or too much stress or too much life management. That's why the steroid hormone, that's why cholesterol levels are linked to blood sugar levels. The most important way to lower your cholesterol is to control your blood sugar. And it's no accident that supplements that help you control your blood sugar also help lower your cholesterol. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have lines open for you at 844-236-6010. We're talking about stress response and hormones and the hormone connection to stress response. There's three kinds of hormones. As we said, oh, by the way, we've got Jennifer Coy coming up at the bottom of the hour. She's got a specialty in endometriosis. She's been working with Dr. Andrew Cook, founder of the Vital Health Endometriosis Center in Los Gatos, California. And she's got some interesting things to say about hormone disruptors in beauty products. Yes. Many of the chemicals that we interact with on a day-to-day basis, including chemicals that are in cosmetics, including the birth control pill, including the water we drink, including plastics, including herbs, including medicines, including foods, act by disrupting hormones or have a hormone-disrupting activity. Soy has a hormone-disrupting activity. Hormones are so freaking important, but they're so misunderstood. When we talk about hormone disruptors, we're talking about interfering with the signaling, the arousing action of hormone, either by amplifying it or blocking it. Not a good thing. The body runs. These molecules tell cells what to do. When you ingest substances that interfere with that process of telling cells what to do, you're playing with fire. By the way, that's called signaling in chemistry. Telling cells what to do is known as signaling. You probably never heard of that term, but it's really fundamental to understanding how nutrition works. I started using vitamin C in skincare products because I realized that vitamin C is a signaling molecule. Signaling molecules are molecules that tell cells what to do. Hormones are a major, major class of signaling molecule, but they're not the only ones. And within the hormones, you've got multiple types of hormones, as we said. You've got the steroid hormones, which are the ones we always talk about. When they're kind of like used, the term is used synonymously. Nobody really thinks about the peptide hormones, but they're hugely important. Insulin is a peptide hormone. Growth hormone is a peptide hormone. The hormones that control our digestion and food intake are peptide hormones. The hormones that stimulate thyroid hormone are peptide hormones. But guess what? Thyroid hormone is not a peptide hormone. It can get pretty confusing, but ultimately the bottom line is, we have a couple bottom lines. First of all, we have control over our hormones. That's the most important thing. And second of all, we want to make sure that we're not obliviously interacting with substances that can interfere with that with hormone activity. Statin drugs block the production of the major, I don't want to say the major, but a case could be made that it was the major class of hormones, the steroid hormones. It's craziness, utter craziness, and it's why clinical chemistry is, compared to biochemistry, is fool's gold. It sounds like it's all great, clinical chemistry. It sounds like it's wonderful. Now we do. They have these healthcare professionals called functional medicine health. They only use clinical chemistry, and they present themselves as being way smarter than regular medicine. Because they use clinical chemistry. We test everybody. We make sure with their cholesterol. We test their cholesterol before we give them statin drugs. Oh, my cholesterol's really high. What does that even mean, my cholesterol's high? High compared to what? Maybe it's high because you need more cholesterol in your body. Maybe it's high because you're eating the wrong food. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Jennifer Coy coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk endometriosis. We'll talk about its relationship to estrogen. I'm making a progesterone cream I'm still working on it, so not quite ready yet, but hopefully we'll have it out. Progesterone cream can be amazingly, amazingly helpful for balancing out hormones, because progesterone, I usually don't like using hormone interfering with hormones, but compared to estrogen, progesterone is pretty darn benign because the body has many ways of handling progesterone. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Louise in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Louise. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Pharmacist Ben, I really enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
I've learned so much from you, but I have a problem.
It's not too heady? It's not too much information?
No, not at all.
I've been
telling more people about you.
I appreciate that. Sometimes I wonder if I'm giving people too much information, but then, Luis, you call and let me know that I'm on the right track, so I really appreciate that.
It's like having a graduate course.
Yeah, not everybody wants a graduate course.
Well, the people I know would.
Yeah, okay, good.
I do. I've passed it around here just this morning, and I passed it on to somebody that teaches at a college.
Let me know what they say.
Yeah.
What do they teach?
Oh, she's
anything with health?
Retirement for retirement, but it has to do with nutrition and how to deal with it. She's kind of like a psychologist.
Oh, good. I like that. I'm an amateur psychologist.
Yeah, and then another one down the road, she stopped with her dog, and I started talking to her, and she wants your information and passed it on to somebody else. And,
all right. Well, yeah. I owe you, Louise. What's going on? How can I help you today?
Okay, well, in April, I got bit by a spider. I believe it was a spider on the top of my foot, and I'm still having everything's healed over, except that I feel that something's going on underneath the skin. So I
How do you feel? Like, do you feel swelling or redness or itching?
Well, I feel in the evening I feel a twinge of pain in that area, and then also I think something on the leg feels like it's a tightness on the lower, just above the ankle.
Let me ask you this: how's your overall health, other than that?
Good. Oh, well, I have carpal tunnel, so I've been taking the glucogel, MSM, and D3.
This is my recommendation to you, my dear. You got bigger fish to fry than what's going on your foot. If you got carpal tunnel and, you know, the body's starting to break down a little bit, let's start building the body up. Instead of trying to target a specific area, this is me talking here. You do your own thing, but just telling you, this is what I would think, what I would do if I was counseling you. I would tell you, just focus on building your body, making it strong. It doesn't sound like, if you have carpal tunnel, that's a degenerative issue.
Is it?
And that means the body's starting to break down. I'm guessing you're in your 50s or 60s, is that right?
77.
Okay, so, well, we got a little breakdown going on. That makes sense, doesn't it?
I do all my work around the house. I drive a tractor.
I'm going to start being a nutritional bodybuilder.
Okay.
In addition to physical, and by physical, you're going to need some resistance. That's the key to building. It's part of stress, is resistance. Actually, stress is a type of resistance. So you want resistance training. That means doing something with your skeletal system, your muscles,
yoga,
and your connective tissue. Yoga's awesome. Doing something with your connective tissue and your muscles, the whole complex. Did you ever see the Bodies exhibit? You know what I'm talking about, the body, where they peel the skin off and you see the body underneath? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the bulk of us. That's connective tissue and muscle tissue that you're looking at. That's the robot. That's the flesh robot. That's the flesh machine. As we age, the flesh machine breaks down. Now, it breaks down chemically, it's true, but you can do things to drive the chemistry by working on the flesh robot or the flesh machine or the flesh animal, whatever you want to call it, that thing that in the Bodies exhibit. You do that with building strategies. There's lots of them. The supplements are great. The Mighty 90 is definitely important, but also things like bone broth protein, also things like bone broth, chicken broth, aloe vera.
Yeah, I don't eat meat. So.
Well, that makes it tougher, but you can still do it. Mushrooms are the mushroom
fish.
Fish is good. Mushrooms are good. Mushrooms, if you can handle it. Seafood is definitely good if you're eating fish. It's wonderful, actually. It's great protein. It's great connective tissue building protein. Squid, shrimp, all these muscle kinds of foods that have a lot of connective tissue. Not shrimp, really.
Muscle.
Squid. You know how squid have that kind of rubbery? That's protein.
Right.
That's what you're looking for. That squiddy-like thing. But also shellfish and mussels and clam, all of that stuff. In fact, oysters are super amazing.
I love
them. They're loaded. Oysters are one of the most, they're a power food, true power food. Hey, Louise, gotta go. Got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Hope I helped you. Thanks for your kind words. Sorry if we let you on hold. Call back tomorrow.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two senior Islamic Jihad commanders in Gaza and Syria taken out in recent hours by Israeli airstrikes. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, through an interpreter here, they were planning a new attack on Israel, and that's the reason why he approved those Israeli airstrikes.
I want to clarify, Israel is not interested in an escalation, but we will do everything necessary to defend ourselves.
An early Arctic blast is claiming lives in the Midwest and plains. Four people are dead because of slick roads caused by the frigid temperatures, and today over 200 air flights have been canceled, another 600 delayed because of that weather. That storm is expected to spread from the Ohio Valley to the Northeast and into New England later today. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com, which you can check longevity products on and also click on the Join the Team link. If you want to start a longevity business, you can also head to Brightside or to pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. We got news stories and blog posts as well as videos and lots of good free health information on all our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our Truth Nutritional Supplements at truthnourishment.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up. I am very excited to have our next guest on. The Bright Side. Jennifer Coy is the CEO of a really cool website, a shopping site called Beauty Care Choices. She personally cultivates and gatekeeps the best skincare products, and I'm proud to say True Skin Health products are up at beautycarechoices.com. Beautycarechoices.com. But Jennifer also has another interesting specialty. She has healed herself or cured herself. I think I'm saying that right, of endometriosis. She had it for nearly 30 years, did a lot of research, and now she's working on hormone disruptor-free skin health products. And we're going to talk about hormone disruption in skincare and endometriosis as well. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Jennifer Coy. Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning. I hope I said that correct.
Thank you for having me. Yes, thank you for the introduction.
Great. Now, you had surgery. You had endometriosis surgery, but you specialize in hormone disrupting chemicals and skincare products, and you help other women understand the link between endometriosis and hormone disruption. Did I say that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know that I cured myself by any means, but I had a lot of great doctors, and I personally ended up with a wide excision surgery, which helped me. But for other women, I've learned a lot in the process, and that's the part that I really want to share. The chemicals, I own a salon. I am a cosmetologist, been in the salon 4 years and been around many different products. And as I got more and more sick with the endometriosis, the symptoms got worse. I realized that there was a direct correlation between all the chemicals I was around and my symptoms and how I was feeling. And as I reached out to more and more medical professionals, they weren't surprised by this. It seemed to be fairly common that a lot of our chemicals are hormone disrupting. And that's something that you and I connected on when we met.
Now, let me we talk about endometriosis a lot on the program, but I talk about it like a pharmacist and talk about the chemistry of it and the clinical side of it. But you're, as a sufferer, as a woman who had endometriosis, just back up a little bit and tell us what it's like as a patient to deal with this kind of health challenge.
Endometriosis is an actual substance that grows outside your uterus and expands through your pelvis. It's a very sticky substance, and it attaches to organs and nerves and ligaments and anything that you can imagine in your pelvis area. So the symptoms are wide and many because it depends on where it's at. It could be in your bowels. It could be digestive issues, pain issues. For me, it was very closely linked to fibromyalgia and many different autoimmune diseases, where I was for years misdiagnosed in many different areas. Until
did you have chronic
finally,
pain? Did you have the head-to-toe pain? Did you have the head-to-toe
endometriosis?
Pain?
And that's the problem with endometriosis, is how long it takes for it to be diagnosed because of the crazy symptoms that women go through. And then they're often treated wrong throughout the process by being misdiagnosed and put on wrong medications until it's finally figured out. And sometimes the wrong treatment is irreversible, you know, meaning ablation surgeries or actually cutting out your organs or, you know, all the different medications that the new drug of the day, and then they find out later has horrible side effects. So I know I've heard studies of 1 in 10 women have endometriosis, and it's from my experience in the groups that I'm a part of, it's life debilitating. I mean, it really honestly takes away your quality in life, and that's why I'm so passionate at trying to help get the word out of natural ways to at least deal with your symptoms. I don't know that there's a cure, and you and I have talked about different things that there might be ways to get rid of some of this estrogen naturally that these women are carrying. I'm not sure of that. I don't, I would have to be probably a little more convinced because I spent 30 years battling this, and if there was a way to get rid of it, I think I might know about it, but that's why I'm so interested to talk to you.
Well, there definitely is. Endometriosis is when the body grows out of control, specifically the connective tissue. Most of the tissue in endometrial tissue is a connective tissue. When the connective tissue there's a few other things, but mostly it's connected. And what does the connective tissue do? It connects. So like you say, you get adhesions, basically. So you call it sticky stuff, but it's basically connecting stuff, connective tissue. Does that make sense?
It's basically an overgrowth problem. Things are overgrowing. And they overgrow. The body doesn't just overgrow spontaneously. It doesn't overgrow for no reason. It overgrows because the signals are messed up. And yes, estrogen is a huge, huge player in it. Inflammation is also plays a role. Because inflammation starts the growth process. Inflammation is where the signals start to get messed up. Does that make sense? So at the fundamental level, you're dealing with an inflammatory condition, which leads to the hormonal dysfunction, which then causes more inflammation, more hormonal dysfunction. You get this feedback, this positive feedback that tumbles out of control. And so what you got to do is you got to stop the inflammation. Now, you can block the signal, and that's what you're talking about, by blocking all the estrogen, by using progesterone cream is one way of doing it, which you and I've talked about. And then also by not subjecting yourself to these growth stimulators, like estrogen mimickers or hormone mimickers or hormone disruptors, hormone mimickers, hormone disruptors, whatever you want to call it. But they are all over because estrogen is a fundamental shape in chemistry. It's a fundamental shape in plant chemistry in biochemistry and, unfortunately today, in synthetic organic chemistry. It's a fundamental shape.
So these hormone disruptors can be everything from plants
absolutely.
To ingredients in your skincare, ingredients
absolutely.
In your food, ingredients anything that you're putting on or in your body, correct?
Absolutely. Plastic. And when you heat these things, by the way, when you heat these estrogens, they become more active. So you got to be really careful about heating things. Heating plastic, for example, is a classic example. Sunscreens. You know sunscreens act like estrogen? That's the dumbest thing. Dermatologists do a lot of dumb things, but that's one of the dumbest things they tell people to do, is to put sunscreens on. Now, I know I mean, blah, blah, blah about the sun, but there's way better things you can do than sunscreens. Sunscreens are majorly estrogenic, and then you heat them, and they become even more estrogenic. When a molecule's heated, it becomes more active. It shakes. It becomes more it vibrates more. Has a higher frequency when it's heated. That's why you got to be careful with heating things. So by the way, Jennifer, heating parabens by the way are very estrogenic. But heating them, that's really where you run into problems. Once you start heating them, whether you're heating them in the sun when you're wearing them or heating them in a factory. So yes, your mission to help people understand how to or to help people not interact with these estrogen disruptors is really very important, and I commend you for doing that. And then also the inflammatory aspect. You got to work on the digestive system because that's the major introductory route of inflammatory factors, especially fats, fried fats. That's why fried fats are such a problem. But also stabilizers, too. You can use nutrients as stabilizers. Vitamin E and vitamin A are two wonderful estrogen stabilizers. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break. Thanks, Jennifer. Hang on. Don't go away. We got a commercial we got to take. We're talking to Jennifer Coy, beauty CEO of Beauty Care Choices. And now her mission is to help women understand endometriosis. We'll be back on the bright side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, and their memory, and their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben here talking to Jennifer Coy, CEO of Beauty Care Products. And now your mission is to help women understand endocrine disruptors, hormone disruptors, estrogen disruptors, and skin health products. How'd you get into taking your personal health challenge, Jennifer, and applying it into this specific segment of the hormone story or the hormone disruptor story?
Well, I was sick for quite a few years, and it had elevated to the point of I honestly couldn't even be in the salon. It made me so sick with it was even the smells, and I definitely don't want to minimize because I know how many women are severely suffering with endometriosis, and so by saying any of it was easy by any means, this is my whole mission is to help. I see kids, teenagers having surgeries, and I just find it to be a really big, big issue. And so by going through it myself and learning the hormone disruptors like soy, like different things in your food, also just the benefits of exercise. And I know exercise is extremely difficult for women with endometriosis. And but there are obviously you have to do the healthy things to get your body back in balance. But keeping out the things that are making it worse is the first start. And so I know we don't need all of those horrible ingredients in skincare. We don't need all the horrible ingredients right. in hair care. You've created an amazing brand with six ingredients, maybe seven ingredients, and women can get benefits and nutrition from it without all of the other stuff. So like you've mentioned, sunscreens. And sometimes we just go down the wrong road. So my own health has become my passion because it's my business. I sell beauty care products. I realized I was selling. I've been Beauty Care Choices is 15 years old. We're you know, a leading e-commerce company. We've shipped over 1 million packages, and a lot of them have skincare and hair care products that aren't as healthy for women as we would like them to be, and in some cases causing us to be more sick. So it's more just an awareness factor. I sell these products. I sell a lot of these products. Not all of the products have the same reaction on everyone. So I know, you know, not everyone has a problem with soy. Soy isn't a bad ingredient in some hair care products. It's used as a great protein, and that's fine, but some women have to stay completely away from it. So in my business, I've created On Beauty Care Choices, we just launched Clean Salon, which is an icon-driven system that identifies these main kind of disruptors, whether, you know, things that are just really important to people, whether they're vegan, soy-free, gluten-free, all of the alcohol-free. And this is just a 15-year history of listening to customers struggle to find products. If they have sensitivities, what's going to work for them? And so we've spent a lot of time and money developing this system to really help customers, help our clients shop smarter and educate them that these chemicals do have an impact, maybe not on everyone, but on a lot of people. And we recognize that, and we want to honor that and help them make better choices.
So beautycarechoices.com, that's the main site. That's the site that True Skin Health products are on, beautycarechoices.com.
Yes, beautycarechoices.com. We've started, it's a tab at the top of the website, Clean Salon, and it's basically just kind of highlighting specific brands that, you know, have a lot of these attributes for clean products that people need right now. So if it is a concern to you, you have a specific spot that you can go to and very clearly identify what your products have and what they don't have for your own health needs.
Tell us a little bit about your understanding of progesterone, progesterone creams, and I know you're using my progesterone cream now. What's your feeling on that as a patient, but also as an expert in endometriosis and hormone disruption? Tell us your take on progesterone and progesterone cream.
I definitely know that the progesterone cream that you buy in the drugstore isn't as helpful as we'd hope. It's not what we're looking for, but a compounded progesterone can be so beneficial in the anxiety and the stress that comes with endometriosis, and I know that it balances some of the estrogens out. I'm not an expert, and that's why I love talking to you about it. But I feel like in a lot of ways, the many years that I was prescribed progesterone at different times, and I felt like it really didn't work for me, I'm not sure that there was ever a concentrated dose enough to get the benefits of the estrogen. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it has to be a build-up effect. And so if your body isn't quite getting to the level it's needed, you're not going to see the correct benefits of it.
There's a sweet spot in terms of the dose, and unfortunately most of the things that you get over the counter don't have quite enough. And that's just a rule of thumb when you're buying a lot of products. A lot of times they'll sell you the sizzle but not the steak. They'll tell you about the progesterone, but they won't give you enough to make a difference, and they'll tell you the whole progesterone story. That's kind of a modus operandi in the skincare business with active ingredients. I don't know if you've noticed that, you probably have. That's why I started my tooth products, to give real people real doses of vitamin C, real doses of retinol. You know, the dose is what makes a product as powerful or is not powerful, as effective as not effective as it should be. So yeah, there is a sweet spot in terms of dosing. Have you ever explored essential fatty acids and estrogen, or do you know about the relationship between the two?
I have just started kind of towards the last, right before my surgery, about the last year, I had gone into some digestion issues, and I wasn't being able to digest properly because of an adhesion around my bowels. And so I was on a liquid diet almost to keep things moving, if you will. And
literally
I created
all liquids?
A shake with flaxseed and chia seeds and
nice.
Some of my omegas. And it became my staple. It was like my sustenance to get through. And that was the only thing that kept it going. So I don't know about the correlation from a pharmacist side, but from a woman with endometriosis side, I know the essential fatty acids and the fiber were crucial to my daily life.
Yay, I'm clapping. People need to know that essential fatty acids have very healthy estrogenic effects. Healthy estrogenic effects, and deficiencies can throw off the whole estrogen hormone system, and many people are deficient in EFAs. That is important. That's me clapping, because that's so darn important, Jennifer, the relationship between essential fatty acids and estrogen, and also fat metabolism, helping your body process fats. We talk about this on the program all the time. So did you notice that when you had your endometriosis as you were growing up and in teenagerhood, and when you had it, did you notice that you had an issue around fats or fat absorption, or it was difficult for you to absorb fats, anything like, or digest fats, anything like that?
or did you crave fatty foods? I wasn't sophisticated back in my teenage years, but I knew I had an issue with constipation. And okay. It really was just a digestive kind of thing. I was part of, you know, the late 80s, early 90s fat. Free craze where everything was fat free and you just wouldn't eat fats. Even avocados at that point were looked at as bad. At this point, I almost eat an avocado a day.
Wow.
So it's the trends that kind of mess our diets up. You know, you go on these diet trends and you don't even realize the impact it has on your body, which for me, cutting out all the fats could almost have left me septic in a certain sense, because that was the only thing that was helping my body go. So I didn't, as a teenager, recognize the actual components that were making it all up, but I sure have learned that now.
Did you crave fatty foods?
Yes.
Do you still?
Yes. Anything fried. I'm not as bad because I am a believer in supplements. I do my magnesium, my D3, all my omegas, my B complex. So I think just getting your body back in some form of balance takes those cravings away. But as a sugar craver too. Big sugar craver.
Still? More protein.
I probably am a sugar craver. I am vegetarian. And I will supplement with some fish once in a while, if I feel myself. I think, you know, when you go through something like endometriosis, you become an expert at your body, and I really know my body. Like the smallest amount of progesterone, I feel it. I had been prescribed testosterone. I'm talking a BB size, I feel it. And you know kind of what makes you feel right and what makes you not feel right. So in becoming an expert at my own health, I can definitely sense my deficiencies. And if I start craving sugar, it usually for me means I need some protein.
That's pretty much for everybody. Hey, we're out of time, Jennifer. Give your websites out real quick if people want to check out your products or check out some of your ideas.
Come see our Clean Salon tab at the top of Beauty Care Choices. And if you have any product questions, we have all licensed people answering our phone. Please give us a call, and we're always here to help.
What's the number?
866-409-7227.
866-409-7227. Jennifer, thank you so much. I'm going to talk to you really soon, okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Work. We love what your products are doing for women.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jennifer. We'll talk soon. That was Jennifer Coy, Beauty Care Choices, and now Clean Salon, beautycarechoices.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan.